This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We've got Cheryl with us in studio from Standiwe. It's an organization. Cheryl, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
No, fantastic, man. I'm excited to find out more about it. And of course, Mr. Caleb Mungo is in studio with us. Caleb, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good to have you here, sir. Again, what's this, the second time?
Second time, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what they say, third time is the charm, sir. Third time is the charm. Yes. Let's get into it right now. Cheryl, you have an organization. Tell us more about it.
Okay, Standiwe People Solution. We registered in 2018. Before that, for more than 20 years, I did everything out of my pocket, whatever I did in communities, because I'm also a salon owner and I'm a taxi owner, and my belief is you need to give a portion of your money back to the community. Mm. I worked very, very closely with SAPS Klein Flay, especially the ladies. I did the cancer awareness. I did the Women's Day event. Sometimes they use me as a motivational speaker, or the other, they will use me as an MC. And then in 2018, my accountant said, you know, you're doing so much, and you are taking more money than you're supposed to take for charity. Why don't you register a non-profitable company, which I did. But still, I was giving out of my pocket, like you said earlier. You struggle to get fundings or donations. So since that time, I did trainings for five girls. I adopted five girls, and I sent them for training to do nails. And then I helped one boy in our community who was doing cycling. I did a fundraising for him so that he can go for the green and gold. That is in 2020. But then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And it hit very, very hard. Because when COVID started, people came running to my house for food.
Wow.
Being a salon owner, my salon is closed until we won the court case. Doing transport, school learners, schools were closed. Being a taxi owner, we could only drove with nine people.
Sure.
Which means we render a service for our communities, but it wasn't a profit for us. We couldn't even pay our taxis with petrol.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks after COVID started, after the president announced COVID, I got in contact with an amazing NGO called Ladles of Love.
Yeah.
They provided me since April until the end of May, they provided me with cook soup, which I had to collect at CITCC in Cape Town. Once again, a challenge for me. I don't have income. I need to drive for 6 days to Cape Town from Blackheath, and I had to become a beggar on my Facebook page, begging people for 10 rand or 20 rand towards petrol. My ward counselor, he deceased last year, he helped me a lot, Rolof Marie. Whenever he's not busy, he could take me to Cape Town. After a year, I got in contact with Carmen Stephen Foundation, and they are also providing me once a month with dry ingredients and weekly with butternut and carrots. So that is my two big NGOs that's helping Standiwe People Solutions, which I'm very grateful for.
So what exactly does Standiwe People Solutions do? What exactly do you guys do then? Is it by the sounds of it, you do food relief for your community? And you hand out food to those in the Blackheath community, but it sounds like you also take on projects, individual projects, to help this one, to help that one, to achieve greatness. Speak to me more about that.
Okay. Standiwe People Solutions is more for youth development,
okay,
and women empowerment.
Okay.
In the time of COVID, I went for baking cake trainings, And God willing, because there's no more level as government say.
Yeah.
Although we're sitting with level 5 where the feeding scheme is concerned.
Mm.
But I really would like to start with projects next year so that I can empower the people and not always stand in a line and wait for food. It's by time that they need to start doing something because everyone is gifted.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try my best if I get support from even from City of Cape Town side to help us to empower people in our community.
I love that. And then Caleb, how are you involved with Sandiwe People Solutions?
So 4 years ago, I started my pageantry journey, and that is how I met Auntie Cheryl. So I went to do my and we started engaging. So going to Auntie Cheryl's hair salon in Blackheath, it's not just basically going for your hair. It's like basically you're speaking about the youth empowerment. You're speaking about the upliftment of the youth, of the young people. And that is how myself and Auntie Cheryl, we started engaging. And that is where the journey just started 4 years ago. And today I'm actually very glad that I've met Auntie Cheryl and be a part of Sandiwe People Solution. Because it's, to me, it's also motivation for myself as a young person. Looking back at people that don't have what you have at the moment, looking back at how you can create a change in the community as well, especially if we're looking at the moment of gangsterism, especially in the Blackheath and the East River area. So you as a young person, you see yourself privileged not being a part of the violence, not being a part or not being a part of the hunger that people are going out there. So for me, it's a privilege and it's an honor to be a part of Sandiwe People Solution, especially looking at their goals and their vision where they're aiming towards to. So that is why as a young person, I feel that it's good to be on a platform like Sandiwe People Solution, because you're not just serving the community, you're actually creating a change in the community.
So you're actually a success story from Sandiwe People Solutions.
100%.
Because Cheryl, you've invested into Caleb.
Yes,
quite a bit, and I mean, look where Caleb is today.
Yes.
And so, when it comes to the community, how has the community of Blackheath taken to you since you officially started your organization 2 years ago, three years ago?
Majority of my community support me 110%, but you know, we will always have challenges.
Of course, yeah.
And like right in the beginning, the type of soup that I got, it's not the soup that we know.
Okay.
So, yeah, they actually put it on social media. But you know what? I'm a very strong person. And this is a calling that I had to do since COVID started. So if I must upset myself with one, two, or three people, and hundreds are depending on me, then it's going to be a sin. So I don't focus. I just shake it off, and then I go on again.
So then, was there ever a moment where, since you've started now, I know you've been doing this for about 20 years, like you mentioned, but you've officially started the organization about 2 or 3 years ago. Since the inception, you know, of Sandiwe People Solutions, has there ever been moments where you thought to yourself, let me just call it quits, let me just give up, because there's just too much happening, there's just too much opposition, I don't see a way out of this situation? Was there ever a moment like that?
Oh, yes, most definitely. But you know what? I met amazing people in COVID.
Yeah.
I call them my COVID family. And whenever I've got this specific guy in my soup kitchen group, he's very young. I think he's 35 years old, Herschel Flutman. Whenever I feel down, I can speak to him and he will motivate me in a positive way. And then obviously, Caleb is only 25 years old. He turned the other day 25 years.
Yeah.
But he is really also a mentor to me, but in a spiritual way. He will motivate me. Don't let this let you down.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I can quickly and easily shake off a negative.
Yeah.
Because it's not my calling, it's God's calling, so I'm just obedient.
Mm.
And I was also taught that whatever I do, it's like a loan that God is making for me, so by me. So whenever he's going to reimburse me, he's going to pay me back in threefold. So yeah, I love what I'm doing.
I love that. you know, the industry and the NGO NPO sector, I've mentioned this a few times, it is a really, really difficult sector to be in. It's it's really, really challenging, especially when you don't have excessive amount of money and but this help, and you see the need within your community. And then Caleb, just coming to you, just in closing, in terms of young people within the Black youth community, how are they being impacted through Sandiwe People Solutions?
So Sandiwe People Solution is not just a place where they feed people with food. They feed people with knowledge. They feed people with life challenges. So if I see the amount of young people that is actually coming to Auntie Cheryl's house on a daily basis, not just for food, but for that that safe haven. So at the end of the day, Sandiwe People Solution is also taking people, picking young people especially, from the streets. Because if we're looking at how our gangsterism amount, the volume of gangsterism, how it's rapidly increasing, and the amount of young people being involved in it.
Yeah.
So Sandiwe People Solutions is actually taking the young people's mindsets away from the negative parts of life, the negative part of society. So their focus is mainly focused on uplifting the young people, youth empowerment, showing that showing the young people there's actually something better out there than going to the wrong angle in life in terms of being a part of gangsterism, being a part of drug abuse or any of those kinds of sectors as well. So for me, Sandiwe People Solution, for the young people, it's more like an educational factor, an educational level that uplifts them. And that is why, for me, Sandiwe People Solution has been my motivation to continue in what I'm currently doing at the moment.
Awesome, awesome. That is the impact that should be within communities.
100%.
Especially communities that are gang-ridden, communities where there's only negative aspects that people highlight.
Yes.
People never talk about the good within the community. The news bulletins and articles and media houses only speak about the gangsterism, the deaths, the shooting, the killing, the drugs. But they never speak about the good coming out of the communities. They never speak about the organizations doing good. And so thank you to you, Cheryl, for the amazing initiative and for your heart towards Black youth community. You know, I think it's brilliant, and I think what you're doing is just, it's marvelous.
Thank you.
It really, really is. And sometimes we don't see the fruit of the seeds that we are planting.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't see it, and sometimes we pray to God, we're like, you know, like just show me that I am making an impact. But let me tell you today, you are. And Caleb is a product of that. You know, he is a product of that, of what your investment in his life. And look where he is today. And look at what he has achieved as an individual. And so thank you to you, Caleb. Thank you to you as well. Cheryl, if people want to get hold of you, if people want to assist or kind of just lend a helping hand, where do they go and how do they go about in doing so?
Okay, my contact number is 081-478-8731. My email address is Cheryl, Cheryl, @standiwe.org.za. My address is 28 Vineyard Avenue, Austinville, Blackheath. If you enter Blackheath, just ask where the mayor is staying. They will direct it straight to me.
And there you have it. As soon as someone gives their personal contact information, as soon as someone gives their house number and details, you must know that this person has a big, big heart for communities, that their house is truly, like Caleb said, a safe haven for people to come and to feel safe. So thank you so much to you guys. Thank you for coming in. It has been an absolute pleasure. Are you on social media?
Yes, I am.
What is that details?
Okay, mine is Cheryl Solomons the Twain, and my Facebook page for Sandiwe People Solution is Sandiwe, and my salon is 2CZN Beauty Salon.
Awesome, thank you so much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.